Well, hey, we're going to take a quick station identification break for Steve to do his recording things. And I've got a couple announcements. And David, you're welcome to stay on the line or bug off if you need to get into your day. But just a couple quick things. Most of all the new stuff. And on the kickoff call, that is now a week into April, but some of the quick highlights that I want to make note, I had a great conversation with Jeff Isom on Monday of this week, and as of now, I think it was as of yesterday, the 6th, the latest shipment came in from Korea, and the warehouse is stocked, and everything, every back order that we have, except for the sleep systems, those are kind of a case-by-case scenario, but those are still going out at an accelerated rate. But all the other items that were back ordered, especially the waterfall and the magplexes, those will all be shipped by Monday at the latest. Most of all the orders that I was tracking have already been out, and they're on their way. Let's see, what was the other big thing I wanted to make note of? We had a change. I didn't bring this up last week on purpose because I wanted to have a little bit more intel on it, and that's talking with Jeff gave me that insight on it. The Nikken reward points, we got very, very blessed for the first 3 months of this year in having a reward system in place of 25, 100, or 225 reward points, or equivalent to dollars, to exchange for products. The $1,500 mark and the $1,000 mark based on customer volume have been reduced to meet more of the standard. I asked Jeff point blank, I said, you know what, why? You know, it was such a good thing. And he said, Vance, we didn't crunch the numbers properly, and we were paying out way, way, way too much. It wasn't cost effective. I mean, it was great for us because we were making out like bandits. You know, when you did the numbers for a silver and above, you were looking at over $800 in product or compensation when we hit that 1,500, you know, mark in customer volume every single month. So that's been reduced. So just make note of that. It's now, you know, you hit 500 in customer sales, you get $25 in free products. You hit 1,000, you get 50. You hit 1,500, you get 75. It's still an amazing reward system. And as you know, Jeff pointed out, and I couldn't agree with him more, the real money, the real income that's generated is from the customer sales. And again, when you crunch the numbers, it really, really is a very, very effective way to put money back in our pocket. And right in line with that, this is one incentive that's been tweaked, and there are more coming next month that are going to be announced here soon in Orlando, but they will be effective May the 1st. But one of the first one is that the 21 Club has been completely modified and changed to be a couple things, to be more lucrative financially for the person doing it, and then for the ease of success of it, the numbers have been tweaked in that. Number one, I read the whole thing from top to bottom. There is no number requirement of people that you need to talk to. So there's no longer this benchmark of 21 people. And I know some of us in the past, you know, might have even created a name or two to make that hit that criteria. But 4,500 points in sales is the new requirement, and three seniors. So basically, for somebody who's growing their business, you can pull off going executive based on volume, you know, 4,000 with an extra 500, but develop three seniors as a result of that. So you're finding three people that want to join as consultants. They want to, you know, upgrade from the customer mark, and you help three people go senior. And again, during the month period that you pick, that's it. Again, there's no 21 presentations. It's just however many people you talk to. You may talk to those three. And what if they, you know, invest in a wellness home, all three of them? Well, boom, then you're done. The reward for that is you get an extra $300 on top of what you're already earning. So again, maybe I might have missed some things as I read through it from top to bottom, but I didn't see any other requirements. I didn't see any, you know. Now, granted, keep in mind that those seniors, they do need to have 500 in customer volume, so it, you know, they technically can't buy it. But what we've discovered, and I want to reiterate this again, and I'm going to keep bringing this up on every call that I'm on, is the emphasis that we need to have on customer volume. We have made a huge, absolutely ginormous shift in our perspective of buying products underneath of our own ID number, especially the consumable, the nutritional, the skincare, and the duct. These are items that we should be buying underneath of our customers, or you know, create a, somebody in your household, create them as a customer so that you're purchasing them, because I'm seeing it time and time again, people buying consumables on an auto ship order. Yes, they're saving an extra 10% below wholesale cost, but why not get, when we do that, we're throwing away a 25% rebate month after month after month. I mean, why would, if a grocery store, you know, said, hey, you know, you come in here and you buy pretty much the same thing month after month, how would you like a 25% rebate? We wouldn't look at them and say, ah, no, I'm not interested. I mean, that's free cash. I mean, am I not the only one that's looking at this going, hey, it's free. It's cash. You don't have to do anything. All that's required is make sure that's underneath of a customer, you know, that auto ship order. So please take advantage of that. There is no longer a requirement, and there never really was. We just looked at it as such, but there's no longer a requirement that we need to have a $100 auto ship underneath of our own ID number. It's not there. It's not a requirement. So please take advantage of that, and much along the lines of the Entrepreneurs Club, which is replacing the 21 Club, that we have this now. And again, so for someone to go senior, they're going to want to have 500 in customer volume. And I would suspect that if they really want to maximize it, they may want to generate all 1,500 of that volume in customer volume, because it therefore meets all the requirements, all the criteria. And so it's not a $250 check, it's now a $300 check in addition. And I believe, I didn't see it on there, but I believe those are probably awarded every 2 weeks versus every month as well. I need to do some checking on that. It's probably specified at some place in the fine print. I just didn't see it. So that's all the announcements I've got on my list. I don't think I'm missing anything.
Lance, this is Candy.
Good morning, Candy.
I may have missed it earlier on. For the Entrepreneurs Club, do we have to anticipate the 30 days, or can this be retrospective?
You know, I'm going to have to go back and look over the fine print. It just says within 10 business days of doing this, fill out the paperwork, which you're going to be doing anyways, because you're going to kind of be keeping track unless you do everything on the computer, but fill it in and fax it into Pat Elkins. I did not see a letter of intent or...
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that anywhere on there, which that's kind of goofy anyways, because it's just one extra piece of paperwork. So I didn't, Candy, see that there needed to be something done in advance. It was just
okay.
Simply get
well,
all
that,
this submitted.
That makes it even a little friendlier as far as, you know, because sometimes things just all come together and you go, wow, this has all come together, and if I have to anticipate it, I couldn't have designed it that way.
Yeah. I did notice one of the other cool aspects about it is that the A can be multiple different people.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be the same person. So if, you know, any of us could do this, you know, if we're, you know, if we're developing seniors, and all of a sudden we get someone coming on board, or we get two people that go senior, it's like, oh my goodness, we gotta find a third one, and then we can put an extra $300
right.
in our pocket. Well, we can again use multiple seniors, you know. They are multiple different A's. They just need to be a live person. And it can be over the phone, it can be through a Zoom presentation. It just needs to be a live person. And that person may not even know that you're utilizing them. You could tap into any one of the Nikan Live presentations, and as long as you've got your C exposed to that person, not just you, but somebody else, then you can count them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great question, Candy. Thank you. Star 6, by the way, on your phone line, if you've got a question or a comment, this is where we get to have some fun, and the line is opening. And please remember, there's no such thing as a stupid or a foolish question, because if you're thinking, I wonder if, or maybe I'm the only one. No, you're not the only one that's thinking or wanting to ask the question. Dead air is such an anomaly.
It's not dead air.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Shirley. I have a testimony for the lung cancer.
Yeah, go for it.
I have struggled for years with edema in my legs. Any time the doctors see my legs, they just about have a total hissy fit. And I have found that the Long Johns takes better care of that edema problem than anything that I've come upon yet.
And Shirley, what, for those of us who are in apps like myself, edema, what is the symptom or the, you know, what does that mean for your body?
Terrible swelling of the lower legs I have, and it's a family thing. And, of course, I don't help it any because I'm 100 pounds overweight.
Okay.
But I struggled with this. I'm 77, and I struggled with this since I was maybe 25, 26, something like that. So, and then it looks, you know, when you look at my legs, you think that they're going to disintegrate or explode or whatever. But the Long Johns really does the trick for me. They want me to, they always tell me, oh, you got to get this kind of wrap or you get that kind of wrap. All my veins are so close to the surface that if it gets the least little ripple in it, it just about kills me, and I have to get somebody to pull it off, you know, because I can't cope with it. But the Long Johns are just total comfort. So, okay.
Truly, that it's more common than we realize when people are dealing with, you know, who was I talking to recently? And the same thing, that they have to wear these pressure bandages on their legs to kind of keep everything in check. And, you know, who would have ever thought? That's one of the greatest allies we have with the duct. It's not just tape to, you know, provide support or to keep us from overextending, but the negative ions in the far infrared literally being, you know, absorbed into the skin when we use that. I've got a cousin, actually my dad's cousin, who I was on the phone with last night. He just ordered the insoles and the duct, and I said, you know, he's got a really, really bad knee that he's already had operated on. And so he just came in, and I spoke with him last night. I said, you got to get that on your knee, John, and see what happens. He said, yeah, there was no real picture in there. He said, I read the whole, you know, pamphlet, but nothing really on knees in there. I said, just stretch it as far as you can and, you know, see what happens. So,
can I just ask Shirley a question?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Are you using them also, Shirley, as a compression type of thing?
Well, my legs are always cold.
Okay, but are they long johns?
I was fortunate enough. I thought I was kind of disfortunate, but if there is such a word. But I needed another pair, and I could only get a pair from one of the consultants out there that they had no use for them. They were men's. Well, the men's are too long for me. They fit me okay otherwise, but they're too long for me. So what I've done is I just leave the footlet part of it, the cuff of it, down over the top of my foot. And then that makes the pant leg, you know, that's supposed to go up the leg, that leaves it nice and snug on my leg. And boy, does that ever take care of the edema.
Because after my knee replacement, one of my that knee swelled terribly, and I was wearing I had to wear the TED hose for it. I doubt that these are getting that snug, but the snugness, that's interesting. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Shirley, I also have lymphedema and at times, and the long johns are fabulous for that.
Thank you.
Which means the swelling that kind of does because of the way my lymph system works.
Yep, that's all the way it works for me too. So.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be tight like our support wraps are.
No.
Comparably, it's just the material itself.
Perfect.
On the skin. And Vance, I have a question. It's Hattie Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning. What is it when we have to have 100 points a month retail to qualify?
You know, and see, that's to go back to what I said earlier about having $100, 100 points in customer volume.
Mm-hmm.
Like two pair of insoles or a pair of insoles and a MagFlex. I very rarely do I introduce somebody just to one item, and you know somebody.
No, I don't mean. Yeah, I
right.
understand.
But my goal always with the customer is to get that up and over, because, for example, if you as a consultant have an auto ship order now. After
mm-hmm.
January 1, 2016, and let's say it's a $150 auto ship order, you're not going to get paid a dime in compensation. I don't care if you're a senior executive or silver, because you need to have 100 points in customer sales. So taking that order, putting it underneath the customer, or paying retail. But if you click the retail box on that, you can't do that on an auto ship order, but if you just order regular, you're just paying retail and you're getting that money back. If you put it as a customer auto ship order, number one, you're getting a 25% discount. And then the flip side is you're getting 25% back into your pocket that you're not going to get otherwise. So that covers that requirement.
That on that point, the points that are counted, are these a discounted price of the product? Dollar per point?
Yeah, when you don't, the points don't show up until you have completed the order and go in.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can look at item by item on the wholesale price list, and then I think it's the second column is the points, is the, you know, the PV, the point volume.
Okay.
So you can look on that. Like, for example, a MagFlex, you know, now let's look at a different one. The Vital Balance on the auto ship, it's like $56, I believe, is what's got, and that's what the points are. And they're pretty much, it's usually always whatever
retail.
That's 56 and a quarter is what the customer auto ship price is. So, yeah, it's pretty close to whatever the wholesale price is. Like the wholesale price of a MagFlex is $39.
Uh-huh.
That's how many points it is as well. So that's that's really, you know, that's what you're going for numbers-wise, but
how you evaluate the numbers.
That's how I evaluate the numbers. Again, if someone's just ordering, like, a pair of insoles, well, try and combine that with something else, especially, like, if they're dealing with a back issue, usually their posture is going to be out of whack, too. So a pair of insoles can help fix that rather than just the MagFlex. It makes a huge difference. And again, that's what gets it up over the 100 points. And if you're talking to just one person a month, it's going to take you a long time to generate any source of income. But, you know, just one person a week and getting them in as customers, and they may not always buy immediately. But if you at least get them in registered as a customer, they, you know, and I like to use the word preferred customer. Because they can get in and they have direct access, and their information is already in the system, so it's kind of a nice little feature.
Do they have to come in as a preferred customer?
Well, if you want them to count, or you can just place an order, but it's easier if they're registered as a customer. But yeah. Again, you can place an order underneath your ID number and click the retail button and then charge their credit card and it'll count as the same. It still counts as a retail sale that way.
Okay, but our points would be considered, would go on the wholesale value, right?
Yes, exactly, Shirley. Yeah, it goes on, it's the wholesale amount is pretty much what the points are going to be.
Thank you so much.
That's Winnipeg here.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Just about great, Dan. Great program this morning.
Thank
just clarify for everyone, and I think I know the answer. Regular autoship, to get the 10% off, we needed to do 100 TVs.
Correct.
On the customer, to get 25%, I imagine it still has to be 100 TVs.
No. That's the...
No?
No big requirement. They could roll a duck and get that 25% discount. The roll of duck, for example, goes from $15 down to 11 and a quarter.
Good.
There's no base requirement.
That's great.
Yeah, but Bill, and thank you for bringing that up, because that was always the requirement, and I thought that would be just, you know, parlayed over, you know, from the consultant requirement from the auto ship to the customer, but it's not. They can order one or multitude of items, and there's no minimum and no maximum. That's the beauty of it. And plus, you know, they're not going to get a discount, a 25% discount on all the other items that are not technically consumable. The wraps, the insoles, a flex, the water bottle, so many of the other items that they can put that on their auto ship order and then change it as often as they want to, and it comes in the same shipment.
It's just consumable.
Correct. Nutritional, skincare, and duck. And the only other things that we have at that discount for us as consultants, if we set up an auto ship order, would be the filters, air, water, shower head, the waterfall, the air unit. Those carry an extra 10% discount. So that would be the only way when it comes to saving a few shillings. But there again, if you put it underneath of a customer, you're going to pay the 25%. You're going to get it all back. The only reason that I found that it would behoove us to order anything, the CM cream sample packets, you can't put those under a customer ID number because they're not available to customers. I'd love to see that changed, but for now, they're just not available to customers. And
how about the CM complex?
Oh, the CM cream complex is.
Okay.
Yeah, everything else except for those little packets is available to customers.
Is that considered to be a consumable?
The CM cream in the tube is not, for some reason, considered a consumable. I asked Brenda Ogden about this a few weeks back, and it had something to do with the price point, that they couldn't offer it at a 25% discount because it wasn't, they didn't come equate out with a profit margin for Niken. Because when they reduced all the prices, or restructured, I should say, all the prices in November, that was one that pretty much stayed pretty close to the same. And to offer a 25% discount, it doesn't pan out.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, this is Candy again.
Go ahead, Candy.
Do customers get 10% off on auto ship that's over $100?
No, it's 25% off of any amount. When they hit the $100 threshold. Yeah, no, 25% discount for one item, no requirement.
But the non-consumable.
No. No.
Okay.
There's
no 10% auto ship for customers from any direction. Okay.
Correct.
That's just a consultant benefit.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is Shirley again. I've got a whole bunch of filters that need to be ordered. Should I order them under a customer then?
Yes, I would, for the sense that you're going to pay a little bit more, but you're going to get all that back. So
okay,
don't,
all right.
You're, you're paying. The end result is, like, for example, let's say you had to order $100 worth, you know, that's, you know, for our cost, $100. It's going to cost you $110 because you're not going to be taking advantage of an AutoShip 10% discount. But that 100 points will count towards your customer requirement, so you're probably going to get that back when you put it all together if you're talking and introducing other customers or you have other customer orders. I mean, it could go either way, I suppose. You know, it could be a wash, you know, but, you know, I'm just more inclined running it through your business, run it through your customer base. And again, in conversing with both my parents about this Thursday morning, is that, you know, both of them had businesses. Mom had a restaurant for years. Dad had a sheet metal business. Everything went to their business. So many tools that our family has today that we use for a variety of different things, they all went through Dad's sheet metal business because it all could some way be tied into it. You know, let the business pay for it. So, you know, you're paying for it, you know, your business, but when you run it through a customer, it's just a cleaner way to do business because it's all part of your business. Because that air unit that you're breathing every single day, you can't tell me that you don't ever show that to somebody when they come in your home. That's just part of having, you know, doing business from our home is having products that we're using. So why would we not run those things through our business in that way? So,
Dan, just to refresh your memory, there is a registered customer AutoShip price list that everyone can refer to, and it just shows those items on AutoShip.
Yep.
With a 25% discount.
Yeah, the price is already factored in, and when you click on the AutoShip link underneath of a customer's ID number, you're automatically going to see that as well.
I'm just looking at it here, and further down at the bottom, there are a number of items that are on AutoShip for customers that do not have a discount.
Yeah, all the regular stuff like insoles, MagFlex, MagDuo, water bottle, none of those have discounts. Again, it's the nutritionals, the skincare, and the duct. Those are the three right now. That could
but, but they can order it so on all of one order, right?
Yep, they can order anything else. And we've gotten really creative with this. Like, for example, I remember Rita helped a customer place an order, and it was more advantageous for her to order the waterfall and then turn around and all of the nutritional items that she wanted in the smaller, you know, things, wraps, insoles, that kind of stuff. But she had quite a few consumables to put those on an AutoShip order. Because of that 25% discount on those, it was significantly less for her cost-wise to set up that AutoShip rather than just put it all through as one order. It was more than enough to offset the extra $9 in shipping. But that's going to be an extra, you know, cost in shipping anyway. So,
Vance, this is Candy again. Will customers be getting $10.99?
No. No, because they're not getting paid. They're not getting compensated.
Okay. So our customer who is through whom we get some of our products, right?
Correct.
Okay, is not going to get a 1099 because of that.
No. Okay. They're not. Their social security number is not registered with NECN, so they're not tagged down as well at all.
Okay.
You know. So I guess technically if you're clicking the retail button and you want an order that you're placing for your own use to count, or you're ordering it underneath of a customer and you're getting, you know, you're paying the 25% and then you're getting it back, you're kind of basically getting taxed you know, again on it but it's such a small amount of what we're doing. Most of us, what we're ordering from NECN every single month is our AutoShip consumables.
Right.
Which that at that 25% discount, you want to get that extra 25% pay if you're going to order it anyways. I mean, it just makes more sense.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of those things that I've never looked at it as, oh, this is going to show up as income. I want the income because we can't, when you're showing more of an income, it's not a question of whether or not you're when you're deducting your mileage.
Right.
I was shocked again this year. It's like over 90% of the mileage that I put on my truck was business related. Much to the argument of our 14-year-old, because when I'm writing down, you know, mileage from an, you know, errands that we ran, she said, "Daddy, how does that relate to business?" I said, "Well, we went to the bank first, and I had a check from this person and this person because they bought something for me. That was Nika. That was business."
Yeah.
Oh, and I said several other stops, you know, or we go to church, and our pastor and Rob, and I can list off a half a dozen people that are customers that will end up talking about something Nika related at church. So that whole mileage to and from church is all, you know, business use. And why not get reimbursed or be able to deduct, you know, 55 cents of every dollar? I mean, that's really, it pays for
amazing.
Me to drive. So that's where when you can show an income coming in because you're generating, you know, customer volume, that's where
now, how much documentation do we need to have of contacts and business activity that goes along with our travel?
I'd love to say, you know, in a smart aleck response to that, Candy, that you need to, you know, take a selfie every time and then record that. And you're like, no, we don't have to do any of that at all. I keep in both of our vehicles just like a checkbook size calendar, and it's just got a little small box. And so when we've driven someplace that day, or I've done a bunch of errands, whatever, I write the person's name.
Uh-huh.
Or if it's just errands, I write, you know, bank, post office, because maybe I mailed something, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then jot down the mileage of how many miles. Easier on new vehicles because you can just reset the tripometer. But, that's it. That's all the bank requires, or that's all the IRS requires in an audit. And one of the things I learned is that you really don't even have to do it for a full year. If you keep accurate records for a quarter, and you're doing regular day-to-day, a 1 month or a 3 month spread is all they're going to look at, and they will duplicate that four times. But I'm anal, you know, completely OCD in so many ways, so I just write it down all the time. And I'm shocked at the end of the year of how much of our mileage is business related, and that greatly offsets any upkeep and maintenance on the vehicle. I got to get new tires on both vehicles this year. You know, and that's kind of nice to be able to deduct that.
I encourage my team to always have a daily timer or daily planner.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody you meet and talk to, put their name down. You're going to use it as future reference as well. So you've got a notation of where you've been and who you've talked to. And even if you don't keep a strict mileage list, you can still collect a percentage of what you've done over the year, and 40%, 50%, 60 or 70. You do 80 or 90, I think you say. So
yep, it's quite
a matter of reference too. You're going to look back on that. When did I talk to this person? When did I have this prospect? What did I talk to them about? You might want to notate a little note. They've got this little problem or that issue or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yep, very, very simple.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys, thank you. Yeah, go ahead. One more, and then we got to call it quits.
Van, entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
Did you say that it counts if they're watching one of the Nika Daily videos? And
yes, it's even noted in the requirements that those kind of presentations do count because it's a live presentation.
It's not a recorded
presentation. It is actually live. And we've got so many of those to see people into. Versus sitting down and watching a video, you know, on a website or a YouTube video. It's a live presentation, so it does count. And we can use, again, multiple A's.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, good. But I encourage everybody, take a look at that. And the fastest way to find that, the Entrepreneurs Club, click on the Information Center and then click on the most recent newsletter that was sent down. I think it went out on April 1st, but it's right there. And you can see all the requirements and ramifications for that. So I heard Justine's voice. Did you have a question, comment?
Oh, you did. Great, Carl. Thanks, Vance. Real quick, two things. One, with this mileage thing, Ron and I keep a logbook in our car. We get a little book. We just put the date down, and then you put down whatever your mileage is. And then we I have two other little columns. I'll send it to you and explain to you. And then you put your destination. No matter where we go, whether it's personal or business. And that's why the two little columns, you put business, personal, whatever. And we keep it exactly. And then you don't have to worry. If government, you just show them that book, they're going to cross you off the list.
Yeah, no, they don't, yeah. I do the same thing at the end of every year, is I write down, you know, what the total mileage was and then how much of that was business. And I don't really keep track of the personal because I don't have to. I just keep track of one or the other, and then it takes care of it. So,
right. So the other question is, okay, my auto ship. If I was to change it to a customer, does it go to a customer retail or a customer sale?
Well, a customer is going to automatically get the 25% discount. So it counts as a retail order because it's underneath of a customer. But you're only paying whatever that amount is, and it's already factored in the 25% discount.
Okay, so go put it under customer.
Yep.
But you don't put it under auto ship.
No, there's an auto ship for customers now. Right above your picture, when you logged in underneath of a customer ID number, right above your personal information, there's an auto ship link. And you just click on that, and you set it, and right then it looks just like a regular auto ship order for a consultant. Same exact scenario. And that'll take you right on through the process.
Okay, so put it under customer auto ship.
Yep. Top right-hand corner, you'll see the link for auto ship when you're logged in underneath that customer's ID number.
Okay, what happens if we have it under us, under retail?
You cannot put through a retail auto ship order underneath the consultant. It doesn't work.
No, for ourselves.
Well, for yourself, if you just put in a regular order in market retail, then it does count for you as a customer sale.
Oh, okay. But
if it's consumables, you're not going to want to do that.
Okay, got it. So just customer auto ship. Okay,
yep.
Great. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, Greg, hey, thanks again to David Jones and to so many of you. There's too many to even list, all of you, Shirley and Bill and Candy and Justine and, my goodness, however many others that asked such great questions and offered such great wise tips. This is why we do what we do every single Saturday. I didn't announce this earlier, and I should have. I apologize. Carrie Percy will be with us next week. She was on spring break this week, so I couldn't sequester her. We had originally planned on it, but David was fantastic. Carrie Percy will be with us next week, and she's got an amazing background as a former gymnast and what the products did to give her life back, and also background in the cosmetology industry as a professional hair cutter. So, and some great tips for talking to those people who are, you know, well, we're in their chair for, you know, literally 20 to 30, maybe even 60 minutes at a time. So she'll be with us next Saturday. And so have a fantastic week. We're almost to the halfway mark of April. I want to encourage you to keep continuing to set your goals you know, go for broke. Why not? You know, take advantage of all these great new perks that Nikon has given us. So have a great weekend, everybody, and enjoy spring as it's finally here for some of us, so not so much for others. And look forward to talking to you next Saturday, if not before. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.